Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment in Brachos on Foods. We mentioned yesterday there are three possibilities for what defines Pasa Baba Kisnin. What I'd like to do now is at least two of the three I'd like to talk about in greater detail as to what is and isn't Pasa Baba Kisnin, and maybe outline some differences of opinion along the way. The first opinion that we mentioned yesterday is something filled. Now, when you think about it, a lot of the things that we eat that are dough-based with fillings actually are meal type of things as opposed to dessert type of things. So you could have a fruit Danish, you could have an apple turnover. I mean, these are dessert type of things. You could have a meat knish, a potato knish, a piece of pizza. Those are meal type of things. Does it make a difference in halacha if the nature of the filling is more a nourishment type of nature or more a sweet snack type of nature? So it's a major difference of opinion among the halachic authorities. And what really sets off this difference of opinion is a later quote from the Shulchan Aruch. What we were discussing the last two times is based on the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Samaches, 168, if I remember correctly, Sifim Zayin and Ches, 7 and 8. I might be one off, but something like that. Later on in the same Siman, I believe it's Siman Yud Zayin, 17, Sif, Yud Zayin, Sif 17 within chapter 168 in Orach Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Pashtida. Pashtida is some type of Knish type food. And there he talks about treating pashtida like bread, that you would wash on it and make hamotzi and bench, etc. So the very important question is, wait a second, you brought down as one of the opinions for Pasa Baba Kisnin, as we've mentioned in earlier segments, something that's mamula, something that's filled. Pashtida is also mamula. So many, many achronim say that the Shulchan Aruch is making a point here. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, why is it that something that's filled would not necessarily be seen as bread because the nature in which you prepared it is not a meal type of nature. Bread is our basic staple of nourishment. So if you have a bread-based item that's not nourishment-based, you wouldn't treat it as a meal-based thing. That's all fine and well for a fruit Danish. But why in the world would I look at a meat knish and say, well, really, I should look at this dough as bread. But it has meat inside, so that's not really a bread kind of thing. What do you mean? It's like bread plus. Just a simple piece of bread you treat as a significant thing for a meal, and you have to wash and bench and all of that. So now you have bread with meat or bread with potato or bread with cheese. It's even more substantive. So that's a very common school of thought among the Achronim. And if you go with that, even if I was having a meat kinnish just as a snack, I would have to treat it as a bread item. So that's an interesting thing. Now there's a Taz. And the Taz says, no, not true. The Taz says, you're taking the Shulchan Aruch out of context, you're assuming too much in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch talks about Pashtida at the end of that section, he means in conjunction with what he said earlier in the section. So he framed it that if you have a small amount, you're not obligated to treat it as bread. So then at the end of the section, when he talks about this pashtida, this knish type thing, what he means is if you had enough to base a meal around it, if you had a significant amount of that knish food or as part of a meal, then the halacha would be that you would have to wash and say hamotzi on it. That's all the Shulchan Aruch means. But this is a point of major dispute. So I just want to mention what you do get different opinions about today. What about pizza? If you argue that pizza is Pasa Baba Kisnin, you're probably arguing that it's a Pasa Baba Kisnin based on this category, that it's something that's baked, that's made with a topping. The nature of the topping of pizza is not as a sweet dessert, it's to have for a meal. So if you go like those other opinions that we mentioned, even if someone has a very small amount of pizza, they would have to wash and say hamotzi. if you go like the Taz, then you could still say it depends how much pizza I'm having. If I'm having an amount of pizza that's normally eaten as a meal, then the halacha is I have to wash and say amotzi. If I'm having a very small amount, I wouldn't have to wash and say amotzi. I think most people today rely on the Taz. So that's why, you know, your average bracha B book will say something like, you know, if I have two slices of pizza, I wash, or one slice of pizza and fries, because that amount together is a meal, I wash. But less than that, I could just say mazonos. But you definitely will meet people today. It's not some crazy chumrah. It's really based on how to read a line in Shulchan Aruch. You definitely will meet people today who, even for a small amount of pizza, would say it's appropriate to wash, or at least to not make mazonos on it. Maybe wash on a piece of bread or something based on this question. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.